BBC 地道英语
Authentic Real English from the BBC
大家好我是冯菲菲欢迎收听地道英语节目
And I'm William Cramer
哎，这是什么声音？听起来好像是天上在打雷
It's not a thunderstorm. It's my stomach rumbling.
William's stomach is rumbling. 原来是他的肚子在咕噜乱叫。
I didn't have any breakfast this morning. I could murder a cheese sandwich.
You could murder a cheese sandwich. 他可以谋杀一个奶酪三明治。
No. I'm not really going to murder a cheese sandwich. That would be cruel.It's a phrase in English, I could murder something. It means, I really want something.
这是英语中一个相当口语的说法 I could murder 什么。其实它的意思是说你太想吃什么东西了 I could murder a sandwich. 不过 William, 为什么想吃什么东西就要说成是要谋杀它呢
Well, Feifei, don't ask difficult questions like that. Let's just listen to another example.
I've been stuck in traffic for hours. I could just murder a cup of tea.
I'll put the kettle on.
William, 为什么你给我们举的例子总是和喝茶有关呢？除此之外，在这两句话之中，我们还能学到什么东西呢？
Well, only that it is a fixed phrase, and so we have to use exactly those words. I could murder something.
OK, 看来由于这是一个俗语我们不能把它的形式轻易改变。除了这种说法还有什么其他相近的表达方式吗 William?
Yes, as it happens, there is a very similar phrase. Listen to this clip.
I've been stuck in traffic for hours. I'm dying for a cup of tea.
I'll put the kettle on.
I'm dying for a cup of tea.就是说如果我喝不上一杯茶那我真的就要死掉了。不过一般这个说法其实就是表达你特别想要喝一杯茶的意思。
That's right. I'm dying for a cup of tea now. I'm dying for a cheese sandwich.
William, 你知道吗在此之前我一直都觉得英国人还挺朴实的。不过现在我觉得你们有时候说话也是真能够夸张的。
That may or may not be true. But if you're dying for more authentic real English programs,Then go to www.bbcukchina.com.
再见。
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。